all started early this morning when Oregon State Police Trooper Thomas McCartney was notified by another officer after 5 a.m. in the St. Helens area that a glowing light had been spotted over the Columbia River.
And I went ahead and went down to the Columbia County jail area there, the courthouse, and we were observing it from across the Columbia River. It appeared to be in Washington area. It was a glowing light that seemed to be up behind a hill, kind of a dome-shaped light, orange, diffuse. And at times when the fog would come across, it would kind of settle down and get almost so you couldn't see it, and then it would clear and it was a little brighter. We watched it for a little while and listened to a man on his CB by the name of Lucky 13, who indicated to us that he was right underneath it, or very close to it at any rate, and we were trying to get some information from him to find out what was going on. And he indicated to us that he had looked out his window and he had saw this large orange glowing ball coming down towards him or his home. And then we decided to go up to a higher vantage point, which was 2nd Street. We went up there. There was about five or six of us, four or five officers and several people. And from that point of view, we could see the ridge off the, would be the east of the courthouse in St. Helens, almost in the same area of Mount St. Helens. And then off to the, our immediate south towards Portland, we could see another very bright orange, looked like a ball. It was very bright orange, almost like it was on fire. And it was then that we realized that this Lucky 13 was describing that orange ball. And we watched it briefly and started looking at the hill again for the other orange light. And when we turned around, the other ball, the very bright ball, which seemed to be over the river itself, was gone.
CB operator then told Trooper McCartney he thought the object had gone into the Columbia River. McCartney radioed headquarters that a plane may be down in the river. Portland airport officials could not verify any aircraft on radar. And in that area, the state trooper looked again where the object supposedly went to the river and found nothing. McCartney doesn't know what it was that he saw.
I don't really know if it was a UFO. I don't really know if I even believe in that kind of thing. But it was certainly something that I hadn't wasn't used to seeing before, and I haven't been able to verify anything else about it.
He did, however, record the sound emanating from the area where the object was spotted. There is some speculation that the object may have been some aircraft involved in illegal drug operations that just vanished from the area. Officer McCartney doesn't think so.
Well, I don't know. It's a possibility. I wouldn't rule it out, but I would think that if you were dealing in drugs, you wouldn't want to illuminate yourself out there at night like that.
The Coast Guard, which sent a helicopter and vessel to the location, also came up empty-handed, according to Mike Dyer.
But we did search the area, an auxiliary vessel and a Coast Guard vessel, with negative results. Quite extensive search, and nothing was seen whatsoever.
So that's the story of one, possibly two, bright orange objects eluding Coast Guard, state and county police, and airport radar over the metropolitan area this morning. Jeff Grimes, KXL News.